1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Republicans and Democrats are presenting bills in the Senate today to pay some federal workers during the shutdown. The Republican bill was up first.
The motion is not agreed to.
The Democratic bill expected to fail as well. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was on Capitol Hill explaining what he's hearing from air traffic controllers.
So if you have a controller that's working 6 days a week but has to think about how am I going to pay the mortgage, how am I going to make the car payment, how am I going to put food on my kid's table, they have to make choices. And the choices they're making is to take a second job.
The head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers and a player for the Miami Heat were among dozens arrested in two criminal cases alleging separate schemes to rig sports bets and poker games. FBI Director Kash Patel.
The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WFHR in the app and the news comes to you. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in a little over a week. He says the Trump administration had told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue food benefits through the end of October. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far we haven't heard what that plan is. Department of Health Services Secretary Kristen Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that the money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if there was money left at the end of October. So she advises people with Quest cards to stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting people to celebrate Forest Products Week. Isabella Nieto reports.
According to a press release, the state's forestry industry generates an estimated $27 billion in goods each year and supports over 56,000 jobs, leading to a total economic impact value of over $41 billion. Forest Products Week is meant to recognize the workers who help sustain the crucial industry in the state. More information on the economic impact of Wisconsin's forestry industry is available on the DNR's website. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Will Watson return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has been rehabbing after suffering a torn ACL at the end of last season. Will this be the week Watson returns?
My goal and my plan is to play this week. I'd say I could have played last week too, to be honest, but you know, obviously just kind of make sure you know I'm hearing you know everybody's opinions on everything and just being as smart as possible about it.
The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points. The most in his career on an opening night in a 133-120 victory over the Washington Wizards, but guard Kevin Porter Jr. undergoing an MRI for a severely sprained left ankle. How is he doing early in the game?
Just his defensive pressure, couple steals, deflections, and then just his half-court defense, him and our whole group, led to us a ton of runouts. It might have been the most advanced passes we've had.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Thursday afternoon will feature a few sprinkles, some clouds, and highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds just a bit breezy. In the overnight, skies turning partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine Friday. Highs near 50. It's 42 at our studios.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it! Got it! And a foul! John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Again, and that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
You're on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. On Friday, Mike Clemens gets us set for the Packers heading to Pittsburgh to play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. And Kristen Lyerly joins the show from Pittsburgh as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Dom Lee on the board, engineering and producing for Mr. Zommers, who is out today. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along on a absolutely picture-perfect Thursday afternoon here for the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. And Mr. Dom Lee, welcome in.
Hey, thank you. It's lovely to be here. And usually I'm here early in the morning.
Yes.
So this is such a change of pace.
Usually you're soundly in bed by this time of the afternoon.
Yeah, I love taking naps. So.
Well, Dom, it's kind enough to come in. You do the John and Gordy show here on the Madison station, WMDX, mm-hmm. with the aforementioned John and Gordy and the wonderful and talented Catherine Lake. You're the engineer. You're the glue. You're the producer. You're the Italian stallion of John and Gordy. And now here Zommers has caught himself some sort of parasitic disease. No, I'm just kidding.
You scared me for a second.
He's just feeling under the weather. He's a little allergies. And so you were kind enough to say, well, geez, I'll fill in, and we're happy to have you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, usually it's from 6 to 8. So normally I come in here around 4 a.m. So this is scary time.
This is what downtown looks like during the day, Dom.
Wow. My eyes need to adjust to the light. I can't handle this.
Well, it's great you're here. We appreciate you. As we do with every... this is your first time on the show, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct. Yeah, this is the first time.
How have we not had you on the show before this?
I don't know, but I'm excited to be here, guys. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited to have you. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, where you're from, and how you got into radio.
Yeah, so I originally am from Frankfort, Illinois. So it's about half an hour south of Chicago. So I'm a fib. That's what, you know, the Wisconsinites say.
A Southsider.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And I went to school at UW Oshkosh, mm-hmm. graduated there a couple months back. And in radio, and now I'm here.
That's great.
Media. Yeah.
See, you're an honorary Wisconsinite because you went to UW Oshkosh, a fine, the Titans.
Oh, yes.
I believe the alma mater of our very own Dan Schaefer.
Correct. Terry Barr, too.
And Terry Barr.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you're in very, very good company with alums like Terry Barr and Dan Schaefer. So you did. And what did you do? Sports? Did you do news? What were you doing in the comms program there at Oshkosh?
Oh man, I did everything, really? Todd. I did everything. I mainly did sports for my last 2 years, but I also was a little bit in TV as well. I kind of did a camera operation, and then I kind of went into sports, and then my last year I did news. So I kind of was surrounded by everything radio at Oshkosh. They have a great program, by the way.
They do.
They really do.
My alma mater, Platteville, used to, not so much anymore. But God love Oshkosh, and it's a fine institution, great city. We've done the show up there before for the EAA and other things. So great to have you here at Civic Media, Dom, and thanks for filling in today. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I'm blushing.
Well, it'd be great to have Dom, and you're Italian. That's why we call you the Italian Stallion.
Correct, yeah.
And for those out there, he's a Chicagoan, but he's a White Sox fan.
Yes.
He's not a Cubbies fan.
Gosh, no, I'm starting to switch to the Cubs fan because the Sox are doing just god awful, and I
come
just
come over
can't
to the Brewers side, Dom.
I'm thinking about it. I went to a few shows. So.
You and Sal Frelick, two Italian stallions.
Really?
Oh, Sal's a big Italian.
Is he really? Okay.
I'm serious.
I gotta hit him up then.
Right. There you go. Well, great to have everybody along today. Gonna be a great show, a fun show. What's worse for you in hour two, as well as another Wisconsin fun fact. And lots of news to get to today. And a lot of it has to do with Dr. Jill Underley. We're going to get into that in a minute. I am wearing my Joe Thomas Hall of Fame beef hat. It says beef in big white letters at the top. Because we're also going to talk a little bit about American beef farmers. Donald Trump continues to double down on not helping them, made more remarks yesterday from the White House. So we'll talk about that. And also, what is maybe a little secret sauce for Democrats in 2026, and how could that help them in the elections here coming up next year, and perhaps some breaking news along the way. So should be a fun show. Hope you all stay with us here for the next couple hours as Dom and myself keep you informed and entertained. At 11 minutes past the hour, 2 o'clock, I want to start here as a follow-up. And we've talked to the reporter from the Capital Times, Danielle DeClos, here on this show this week. She wrote an article last Friday in the Capital Times on Dr. Jill Underley and the Department of Public Instruction. And I'll set it up quickly again because I think there's two main concerns I have. The allegations in this article, and some of them actually did basically, I don't want to say admit legally, but resign their positions and gave up their licenses because they're over 200, and they're not all teachers, by the way. If you do the math on this, and I did, I had to do it off the air because I don't do math on the air very well. If you add up all of the licensed teachers in the state of Wisconsin, and you divide that by 200, what this article is talking about is less than a percent. So it's like 0.3% of educators in the state of what this affects. All right. So let's make that clear, that the overwhelming 99.7% of teachers in this state are not in this category. But you have this one batch, 200, that either gave up their licenses, as they're able to do under Wisconsin law, in exchange for not having allegations of grooming and sexual misconduct advanced. And there are questions why these records were not more easily accessible to the public, and also why their records are not annotated so that they can't go get a job somewhere else in dealing with kids in the state. And the reporter for the Cap Times, Danielle DeClos, gave Dr. Jill Underley, the superintendent of public instruction, several opportunities to sit for an interview as a part of this, and she declined. She sent her communications guy, i.e. a FLAC. I used to be a FLAC for a state senator, a spokesperson. Another name for a spokesperson. And he basically said, well, she can't talk because it's a conflict of interest, and I can't find anybody to explain to me what that conflict of interest is legally. She's been invited on this program many times. She quit coming on, Dr. Underley did, over a year and a half ago. And I've said some very nice things about her to her face at a Wisconsin Public Education Network conference. I asked people to give her a hand for the great job she was doing like 2 years ago. And then she was up for re-election this spring. She refused to participate in the debate forum with her opponents, and she gets re-elected. And now the state assembly is meeting today at the state capitol, and the assembly committee asked Dr. Underley at the beginning of the week to come to this hearing today, and she has now left the state. She is at some meeting in Indiana. and said that's why she can't be here today. As a former district director for a United States congressman in Wisconsin, as a former communication director and deputy chief of staff for a Senate majority leader, i.e. Dale Schultz in the state, and as a former chief of staff for a senior state senator in this state, one of your main responsibilities to you and your boss is to help them think what's important now. Popular phrase by Lou Holtz, former coach of Notre Dame. What's important now? And think, okay, where are the best resources? Where should our boss be that does him and his constituents the most good? Because you got all kinds of requests. There is no excuse in my book why Dr. Underly left the state today for some conference in Indiana and is not sitting her posterior a block away from where I'm at in a committee hearing to answer these questions. And yes, I'm sure some of the Republican questions would have been off base. But that's the price you pay for putting yourself out there as an elected official and being elected. And the fact that she doesn't want to take questions raises a lot more suspicions. Here's what she did do. She released a video today. So about 4 minutes, we're going to play about a minute and a half of it. Going to pick it up, our first minute or so, you know, obviously stating we should protect kids. And then she gets into the heart of rebutting against this story in the Capital Times. Here is Dr. Underly's pre-recorded statement, which is clearly edited, by the way. Here is Dr. Underly's statement she released this morning.
Every child deserves to walk into a classroom where they feel safe, respected, and free to learn without fear. And that is non-negotiable. We investigate every single complaint we receive. And these investigations are conducted thoroughly, professionally, and within the legal authority given to us. Licensure actions, whether it's a suspension, revocation, or voluntary surrender, are not made lightly. They are based on evidence, not speculation, on due process and not headlines. Let me also address a dangerous misconception. When an educator voluntarily surrenders their license, that is not a loophole. It is a serious, permanent action. Their name is entered into a national database and is shared among all state education agencies, flagging them for educator licensing agencies across the country. That protects kids. And we do not do this work in the shadows. Our process is transparent and is available for anyone to see. And through our educator licensing database, anyone can look up the status of an educator's license at any time. If someone is under investigation, it's there. If a license has been voluntarily surrendered or revoked, it's there. That's transparency, and that's accountability. We welcome discussions about reform, but let me stress, reforms must be based on facts, not fear or headlines. I invite legislators, law enforcement, educators, and families to come to the table and help build a stronger system that protects every child and respects the rule of law.
There you go. Dr. Jill, under the last part, I want to make clear, it's about a minute on the front of that where she's just, in my opinion, it's fluff. It's just stating, you know, I'm against, you know, I'm for keeping kids safe. Or, okay, fine. And then at the back end of that, after what, where we cut it off, she's going through a list of bills that are in the legislature, which she is saying she would help support what she needs. But then she calls for, Dr. Underly does in this video, a new licensing system and says it needs to be fully funded and supported and staffed. I don't disagree. What I find inexcusable is why she is not in a public setting in front of the legislative committee and the press and available to take questions before and afterwards and or afterwards in the hall of the press of Wisconsin and tell people about this. And just like with the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which also did not get funded in the joint finance and the governor's budget this year, guess what they did? They immediately went to the public and said, look, we didn't get it in the budget, but this is really important, and this is why. And they've been working with Republicans and Democrats to get a standalone bill to save this program. Why wasn't Dr. Jill Underly and people at DPI out in the streets? Why weren't they in the halls of the Capitol saying, look, you guys made a huge mistake. You cut out $600,000, and this is what it means. I don't have enough funding, staffing, or support to keep our kids safe. But instead, it took a great reporter at the Capital Times, a graduate of Columbia J School, one of the finest journalism schools in America, to bring this forward. And when she does, Underly hides behind pre-recorded, heavily edited videos and goes off to Indiana. And look, Indiana, well, Gary, Indiana, it's not so much. But Indiana's a great, Jill Underly should be here. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Halloween is creeping up fast. Don't let the holiday scare you from having a party. Drive down to Wisconsin's last true dime store. Beaver's Dime Store in Nakusa has everything you'll need for this great holiday. From old-fashioned candy to household decorations and gear to stay warm while trick-or-treating. Let Beaver's Dime Store take the horror out of holiday parties and put the fun back into time with family and friends. Have a spooky Halloween from everyone at Beaver's Dime Store in Nakusa.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just two chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock, Thursday, October 23rd. Dom Lee, the Italian Stallion, in on the horse for an ailing Aaron Zomers. He's just a little under the weather.
Yeah.
I like that. Matt, we're in Mad Town.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. I actually play that on the Jody and Gordy show.
Really?
So yeah. Hopefully they're not mad at me right there. But yeah.
If they are, please direct your anger towards Dom. I had nothing to do with
it. Don't do it.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna get into some fun a little bit later here because I took a trip up to, like I call it, God's country, the 23rd Psalm place, i.e. Richland County, my home area of the state. And I brought back some great products from Richland County.
Oh,
we'll,
yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little while. But first of all, talking about the top story today, that Dr. Jill Underly, the superintendent of public instruction, after being asked to appear before an assembly committee hearing today to talk about this story in the Cap Times last week, and it's a subsequent follow-up story. All I'm asking for, and instead of being here today, she said she had a conflict of interest and went to Indiana for some conference convention. I don't know what it is. There's nothing, in my opinion, that is more urgent and a better use of her time than being in Wisconsin and facing voters and facing the press. She sent out a heavily edited video. We played part of that. Fine. That is not the same as being transparent with Wisconsin voters. That's all I'm asking for here. If you've got nothing to hide, Dr. Underly, then step into the light of day. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on this, 855-752-4842. Go up to beautiful Eau Claire, one of my favorite parts of the state, Chippewa Valley, listening on WCFW, the Tap. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, is it as beautiful up there today as it is in Madison?
Yes, it is. Gorgeous outside today, and the leaves are turning lots of beautiful colors, too. And I just, you know, Todd, you know I love you. I think you're great. But, God darn, this one I have to disagree with you. People can call, you know, the DPI, and you will get all kinds of different departments that are under DPI, and you have to go through and see which one you need to get to. I mean, there are so many things that are covered under DPI that this woman is in charge of. So that's number one. Sexual abuse, huge. Sexual abuse investigations, huge. So I accept what she has to say there. Having worked with kids who are sexually abused or that type of accusations, sometimes you have to trust somebody that's been in there for a very, very long time and doing the right thing for kids, and not automatically because she's not there in front of this Republican group that are out for blood no matter whatever way they can get it. They need to sometimes trust their gut and trust how are their kids doing in school. And I would like to know who oversees the private schools and what's going on there, too. So, you know, if we're going to
those are good questions. Not trying to cut you off. And Gene, I know you're coming from a good place as well. And we may, but I want your honest opinion on this, because the way I look at it is when Brad Schimel was attorney general and Josh Call was running against him, and there were all these allegations, which turned out to be mostly true, that Schimel had not processed rape kits in the state. And he had to stand for election. And he went and had a debate, and he showed up at the debate against Josh Call, and Call beat him fair and square. This to me, Gene, is like if Brad Schimel would have never talked to the press about these unprocessed rape kits, if he never would have gone to a debate, wouldn't you have been calling this program saying, why doesn't he debate? Why doesn't he talk about this in public? Even though he has a larger department, a Department of Justice, than they do at Department of Public Instruction. Doesn't the top person, an elected official, have the responsibility to answer questions publicly?
Okay, now that is rape kits. Now, I would like to know the definition of grooming. What is grooming?
Did you read the story, Gene?
Yeah, I did. Yes,
well, I'm not going to repeat all these things on the air because I think they're very disturbing. But if you read this story, this is adult men literally allegedly putting their hands on top of high school girls' breasts rubbing suntan lotion on a field trip. Now, I don't think it's fair to potential victims to say, rape is worse than being molested?
No. And there should have been super, chaperones with these people. Definitely these guys should get it. Definitely.
But all I'm asking for is accountability. I think that accountability and answering questions is not too much to ask of a publicly elected official like Dr. Underley or Brad Schimel. Doesn't matter what side. And yeah, I get it that Republicans have probably asked some unfair questions today, but that's life. That's who happens to control the legislature right now. You can't avoid the legislature because your side isn't in control of it.
Okay, but rape kits are a fact. Rape kits were countable. This is accusations, and so we don't get all that information. So, and some of the stuff she can't say because there have been cases where falsely accused. So this is, it's not fair here. And I think she definitely should address the public. But I'm satisfied she let some of that information out.
Yeah.
So this is so touchy, I'll tell you. It's a scary thing, but I'll tell you something. I do not want somebody in there who don't give a crap about kids. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I think Jeff Wright should have been in there. That's who should have been in there. But thanks, Gene. I appreciate it. Thanks, Gene. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our news team, Shelley Pittman, our news director, is at the committee hearing today. We'll have more on this via Civic Media News. We'll continue to track this and certainly track it on our show as well. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what my hat says. Beef. Where's the beef? Donald Trump wants more of it brought in from Argentina, and the usual suspects are not real happy about this, meaning you're going to be surprised some of the people that are not happy about this. Cattle farmers, Republicans, MAGA folks. Talk about it on the other side. Dom, Todd, and you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR. The weather and market conditions, two elements that Wisconsin potato producers have no control over. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We're going to find out how they're managing cool overnight temperatures with the remaining crop of 2025. That story is next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of agribusiness throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 12th and 13th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depths of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Ryan Walther is the farm manager for Olsom Produce, and he says they dealt with the heat Wisconsin experienced early in the growing season by harvesting at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, to avoid the heat of the day. Now that the temperatures have flipped and we're seeing overnight lows that are bringing some frost, they have to manage through that as well.
You know, there is some frost freeze risk here. I know it was I think right around 32, 33 this morning here, and looks like we have a few more nights of that. So this heat has pushed us now into where we're late enough that it's extremely uncomfortable that a freeze could come in and freeze the potatoes in the ground. So they will rot if they freeze, and they'll have blemishes. They're pretty much unmarketable. So, and again, if you do put some frozen ones in with good potatoes, you run a very heavy risk of having rot in your storage bins.
Ryan Walther, the farm manager for Olsom Produce, he said, well, they're concentrating right now on harvesting the remainder of their crop and protecting the potatoes already in storage. What they can't protect themselves from, prices. Prices have fallen under pressure from oversupply and some reduced demand. He said that's something they'll have to manage through the winter.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
And word is that today, USDA Farm Service Agency offices will reopen despite the government still being shut down. The Trump administration has announced they'll release about $3 billion in assistance to U.S. farmers despite that shutdown. Kind of a developing story we'll keep an eye on and let you know. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Thursday afternoon will feature a few sprinkles, some clouds, and highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds just a bit breezy. In the overnight, skies turning partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine Friday. Highs near 50. Currently 44 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW-Madison Professor of Military History, John Hall. We dig into what is going on in the current moment and its historical echoes of our past.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good afternoon from Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is now 2:35. A special report for you on this Tuesday afternoon. This comes to us from WISN Television in Milwaukee. At this hour, Milwaukee Area Technical College in downtown Milwaukee is on lockdown. A message was sent to students and staff just before 2 o'clock this afternoon, telling them to lock doors and windows. No other information has been released at this time. WISN 12 News has a crew headed to the scene and will update this story. We have had this confirmed from other Milwaukee news sources as well. Again, a special breaking report at this time. Milwaukee Area Technical College, downtown campus in Milwaukee, is on lockdown. Message was sent to students and staff just before 2 p.m. telling them to lock their doors and windows. This is a fluid situation. Civic Media News will continue to cover this and bring you updates when they become available. For Civic Media News at the Madison headquarters, I'm Todd Albaugh.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never. I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. 36 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. That's our new theme song for Beef Updates. That's right. I have the Joe Thomas Hall of Fame hat on my head today. I made a quick trip, and if mom's listening, now mom's listening, which she often does, she's saying, well, he came to Richland Saturday, he didn't even give me a call. I'm sorry, mom. It was a quick, I have a friend of mine, Kristen, who she is the head of beverages at Blue Plate Catering here in Madison. And they have a big gig, they need apple cider. She said, where can I get it? I said, there's only one place. One of our great Civic Media sponsors, Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland County. So we got loaded up the truck and we moved to Beverly. Now we loaded up the truck. We went to Richland County, a quick jaunt, saw Judy and the crew out there at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and came back with all kinds. We have best caramel apples in the world. Brought one for, well, it was for Zommers, but he's not here.
Stole it from him, yeah.
Yeah, but we got one for Dom and for Lukester. Brought back some Driftless Gold maple syrup from Viola in Richland County. Now, this is not Richland County per se, but this is a roadside market cranberry apple butter from Slacks in Lodi. All right. And then from Oakwood Fruit Farm, the best cider donuts you're ever going to have in your life, a little Car Valley cheese curd. And from our friend Joe Thomas, who has been on this program, I stopped at Prem Meats, also a Civic Media sponsor in Spring Green, Prem Meats. And they distribute and sell Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame beef apple cheddar snack sticks. And this is what Luke Mathers, Lukester, has been after. He has been on me like a soup bone to a hound. He's been, when am I going to get these beef sticks? And I made good today. And Dom, I brought in, you've tried them. This is the apple cheddar. What do you think?
Good. Oh, it's so good. Luke, by the way, when Luke came in and you showed him that stuff, his eyes just lit up.
I made him so happy today.
Yeah, he was so happy. And yes, these sausage links are just thebomb.com. They're amazing.
Thank you for your endorsement. No, they're, I'm very buttery. I had to swallow my beef stick there. Very buttery. And you got real little cheddar in there, Wisconsin cheddar cheese, and a little apple. From Wisconsin. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So anyway, we got stopped and got these beef sticks, and I had my beef hat on, And it made me think about what's going on out in Washington, D.C. Because we've been following this story. And let me tell you, the beef industry, they are not too pleased about this, you understand. Because Donald Trump continues to favor Argentinian beef farmers. Here's the headline from The Hill today. Beef producers hit back after Trump rips high prices. Says here, beef producers yesterday hit back at President Trump for suggesting they lower meat prices after the administration shared plans to increase imports from Argentina. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Let me stop right there. I was in politics for a number of years. I grew up in Richland County. Some of the best people I know are beef farmers, cattle farmers, cattlemen, cattle women. They lean, as you might guess, more in the Republican column. I'm not sure in today's politics if they're MAGA, but they're certainly more conservative beef farmers are. You don't often hear them going after a sitting Republican president. But here now, back to the story in The Hill. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association said it, quote, cannot stand, unquote, behind the president's decision, accusing him and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins of making undercuts to the future of family farmers. Quote, America's cattlemen and women operate in one of the most competitive marketplaces in the world. U.S. cattle producers are proud to provide the safest, highest quality beef on earth, unquote. The organization wrote yesterday on X, quote, we simply ask that the government not undercut them by importing more Argentinian beef in order to manipulate prices, unquote. Now, that's from, again, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So Donald Trump, in a gaggle, as they say, a press gaggle, because it's like geese gaggling around, a gaggle, and a press gaggle, he was asked about this. And this just shows how self-absorbed this guy is. Now, he claims that ranchers love him. That's what he claims. Here now, from the Oval Office from yesterday, President Trump.
So I'm very happy about that. We're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down. The ranchers understand that. They're so happy for what I've done. I saved them. I don't think you'd have any beef in this country if I didn't do that. So we're very proud of that. Yeah, Brian?
Very proud of that. Very proud of that, he says. And a lot of beef, most beef farmers get, what the hell did he do besides put these false tariffs on? And here's the thing. I don't pawn myself off as a quote-unquote farmer. My grandparents were dairy farmers for almost 40 years. They had beef cattle as part of that. So I'm familiar with it. Spent a lot of time in the rural part of Wisconsin growing up. And here's the thing about anybody in agriculture. Not every crop, doesn't matter whether it's beef, dairy, soybeans, apples. As it turns out, not every year, every crop is going to be great. Some years is down. Some years is up. Sometimes it's got weather conditions. Sometimes it's markets. And a lot of farmers, they have to go to the bank and borrow to bridge their financial gap until they can get their product in end of the season or whatever. Once in a while, you get to where things are really good. And smart people in agriculture, which most are, what they do is they take that big profit from one or two years or seasons and they put that in reserve for might need a new piece of machinery, might invest it in a new building. And now, yeah, so now we got record high beef prices, which I get. It's tough for the consumer, but this is how you support local farmers. You buy local beef, local pork, local chicken, whatever. And now Trump is saying, I'm going to come after these guys and flood the market with Argentinian beef to bring down the prices, which is only screwing over the beef farmers in Wisconsin. Here's a little bit more from the Trumpster from the Oval Office from yesterday on beef farmers.
Beef farmers, are they going to be getting support from you soon? And your
yeah, well, they do. So what's happened, you could say with that, you could say with beef, with all of it. The beef, the ranchers, let's say, who have done a great job, have lost their shirts for many, many years. They've really been decimated. and I helped them a lot. I put tariffs on things coming in to the country, including beef. And that gave them a chance to finally have a decent industry. We are going to be talking to them. They're great people, but they've been hurt for 25, 30 years. They've been losing because other countries have taken advantage of them. And by putting tariffs on, they've been able to make a few dollars. They've been able to have an industry. But I also want to keep the beef prices low. So I'll be talking with the ranchers, and I'll be speaking with a lot of different people, including Scott and Howard, and we'll do something. Because prices are way down in our country. Energy is way down. I think you're going to see $2 gasoline very soon. I see that it's $2.50 in a lot of places, $2.50. We were heading to $5, $6, and $7. If Biden didn't go back to my policy toward the end, you would have seen. But he didn't go back to the full policy.
I think you've heard enough. I appreciate it, Tom. It just got more ridiculous after that. I literally drove by Quick Trip this morning. $2.99 a gallon.
Oh.
It's back up.
Wow.
Groceries? Well, I don't know about you, Dom. My grocery bill is my orange juice I buy nearly doubled.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I go to Aldi, too.
Right? Yeah. A lot of folks do. And this guy is so sheltered or just doesn't care or both that he puts his crap out there. Ask a farmer about tariffs. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phones quickly. Charles, listening on WAUK in beautiful Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Hey, guys. Todd, I'm not sure if they are that smart, Todd. They voted for him the first time.
No, I think they are.
And he screwed them, but he screwed them the first time. So they decide, well, you know what? I think he screwed me the first time. So I think this second time, though, he going to do right by me. He hasn't done right by anybody except for his pocketbook.
Well, sure. No, I mean, he clearly has only himself, his self-interest as number one. But I think that's why, and I appreciate your call, Charles. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Trigvy Olson and I from the Lincoln Project, who grew up in River Falls, we've talked about this at length as we travel around our state on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour. I think agriculture people are smart enough to understand this. But also, remember, agricultural people are just like everybody, urban people, everybody else. A lot of people are sick of the news. They're tuning out. And so they're not hearing all this stuff. And they're just trying to go work. And when we have campaigns come along, all they care about are, is this person going to help my interest, the farming interests? And Trump's line got through to them. And they believed him. I talked to a Republican down in Waukesha last week. We were there for the new Packers movie, No Packers, No Life. Get out and see that, by the way, this weekend. Who said, you know, I'm not going to say the person's name, who said, you know, when you were talking last year about all that Project 2025 stuff, I really didn't think that was going to happen. And it did. I said, yeah, it did. I think people are so frustrated and angry at government, at politics, at life. They want to believe in something. And I think too many people in the 2024 election believed in the wrong thing. Because it sounded easy. Make America great again. But as my grandparents used to tell me, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But now that it's hurting them directly, sometimes the proof is in the pudding. We'll come back, continue to talk about little beef. Where's the beef? And what's Trump's main priority? His spokesperson told us. We'll play it for you after this. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Party on State Street and Fairchild in downtown Madison in the afternoon. Spinning the tunes at the controls. Dom Lee, i.e. the Italian Stallion of the south side of Chicago. Breaking hearts in two states.
Yes, I am. That's you're exactly right there, Todd. All right. There we go. A little pat on the back there.
That's fantastic. Dom Lee in for an ailing Aaron Zomers.
Yes.
Well, we wish him the best. He'll recover and be back before you know it. But it's great that you can pinch hit. First, we have Parker Olson pinch hitting, and now we got Dom Lee pinch hitting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got called up. It was basically I called an audible at 9 a.m. today, and I was like, I'll do it. Of course.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Dom. We appreciate it. Talking about Donald Trump and his attitude against beef farmers, saying he's going to bring in Argentinian beef. Now, if only Donald Trump looked at Argentinian beef the way he actually looks at real Argentinians, we'd be much further ahead. Keep the beef out, bring in the Argentinians. You understand? In case you wonder what Donald Trump's priorities were, his spokesperson, Carolyn Leavitt, was asked today at the White House. Of course, the big East Wing has been torn down to make room for his audacious Russian ballroom. Now estimated, the price has gone up to $300 million, Donald Trump. and was asked about his priorities on issues and also priorities of the White House. Here's what Carolyn Leavitt said today at the White House.
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you. Thank you.
In addition to the ballroom and the Rose Garden patio.
I'm going into the back. Sorry. Go ahead.
In addition to the ballroom and the Rose Garden patio, is the president looking at any other renovations or significant kind of projects here at the White House?
Not to my knowledge, no. But he's a builder at heart, clearly. And so his heart and his mind is always churning about how to improve things here on the White House grounds. But at this moment in time, of course, the ballroom is really the president's main priority. Kristen.
The ballroom is Donald Trump's main priority. How do you like that, Doug?
I don't like that one bit. Not one bit. And I have a feeling it's going to be all gold, you know?
It is. The plans, apparently, are modeled after a Russian ballroom in St. Petersburg. I'm not making that up. So apparently, when he and Putin met recently in Alaska, Putin just said, hey, why don't you use our plans for a ballroom in Russia? As our friend Matt Flynn says, he is a Russian asset. I truly believe that. I'm not joking around. Quickly on Trump claiming that, you know, these tariffs are loved by farmers. Well, here, according to a great story in National Public Radio, headline, American farmers are hurting, Trump's trade war is making it worse. Story by NPR focuses on a gentleman named Brady Holst. Story said is one of the farmers being hit. He raises soybeans, corn, and wheat in western Illinois, Dom's home state. Holst typically sends parts of his harvest down the Mississippi River and on to overseas markets like China. But thanks to the trade war, China is not buying any U.S. soybeans this fall. That boycott is putting more downward pressure on already low crop prices. He says you used to just have to worry about weather. But seems like in the last 10 years, you basically have to worry about what's going on with politics here in the U.S. and then geopolitical politics in the world. Because you see so many things going on that affect how farmers are doing business. Unquote. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Matt Middleton. Matt, what's the...
Hey, guys. This Argentina stuff, it's clear corruption. Scott Bessent has a good billionaire buddy that has over $20 billion invested in Argentina. They see their currency is collapsing. Mele has completely destroyed the country, doing the very same things that Trump and his regime are doing to America, which they are 50% complete with now, with Project 25. It's all corruption, but the farmers will always get their socialism because they are an important voting bloc. Authoritarians always support the farmers because the military needs food. So I don't think they need to worry that much. Maybe they need to worry about corporate farms that want to bobble up their... take all their land eventually, but I think they'll be okay because, you know, they'll get their check in the mail.
But I appreciate the call, Matt, but I get if you try to make something humorous there or sarcastic, but it's actually quite sad because a lot of farmers have already gone out of business because of the tariffs, because of Trump's policy. And more are going to go out, especially now in connection with the tariffs, and now if Trump wants to flood the U.S. with Argentinian beef, you're going to see family farms even more go under. The Chuckster in Racine down in Kenosha says, where the American farmer, ranchers, and cattlemen are all driven out of business and forced to plow their surplus crops into compost, auction off their herd, farms, and land because of Trump's Neanderthal tariffs, you can bet Jared Kushner of the Saudis will be there to scoop it all up on the cheap and make America great again. And then have a hell of a lot of money, too. Thanks, Chuck, sir. Listening on WMDX. By the way, news you can use. Connie on MDX in Madison. Connie's like, Mom, from the 608. She says, you said Quick Trip gas is $2.99 a gallon? It is. Well, Woodman's, Madison area is either $2.49 or $2.59 a gallon. That's where I go. Mom goes to Costco when she's in town.
I go to Costco, too. I like Costco.
So, hey, if you can, wherever you can get your, but the bottom line is, for most commodities, whether gas is going back up, whatever you're paying for it, food prices certainly going back up, I'm going to be interested when people go to the stores this year for holidays, for those that do holiday gift giving. We'll see how that goes. But going to continue on this, watching Where's the Beef? Argentinian Beef. Going to continue to watch that here in the days ahead. When we come back, we're going to have a little What's Worse for you. Also, Dom gets initiated into Wisconsin Fun Facts. And we'll talk Todd's trip to God's country. Don't miss it. It's the Todd Allbowles Show for a Thursday, along with Dom Lee, across Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senate Republicans and Democrats have dueling plans to pay some federal workers. So far, the Republican plan has failed. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of hard-working federal employees will miss a paycheck.
President Trump says he's changed his mind about deploying federal forces to San Francisco after talking to the mayor, Mayor Daniel Lurie, just minutes ago.
In our conversation, the president told me clearly that he was calling off any plans for a federal surge in San Francisco.
More than 30 people have been charged in two schemes involving sports betting and poker. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella.
This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.